Fifth week, first day, in rhythm with the universe. The easiest, most effortless motion is falling, and yet it is the most powerful. In fact, the only personal motion one can conceive of, which would be in any sense practical, is the motion of the waterfall, whose water is continually drawn up from the earth by the sun and continually falls back to the rocks and streams. All of the machinery of the world is in some way propelled by this rising and falling process of water, which can be converted into steam or electricity and turn wheels. The movements of the stars in their courses, of the earth swinging in its orbit about the sun, and the moon about the earth, all are continually falling, falling, and always in their prescribed courses. We, in our little individual experiences, find that the most propelling motions are essentially falling ones. But unfortunately, these motions do not seem to be easy and continuous and automatic. We have to be primed, cranked, restarted, otherwise we soon run down or fall on our faces instead of our feet. But if we were perfectly attuned to God's laws, had man never fallen out of Eden, perhaps we should not have to be thus catching ourselves all the time. If we were as surrendered to the light of God as the water is to the sun, we too could come up over every problem which confronts us. Perhaps when we die and go to heaven, we shall find there that we need only fall easily and naturally, but always into perfect alignment with God, into perfect relationships with others, into love that are divinely reciprocated, falling, falling into great, big, beautiful realms of consciousness where happiness and glory come from the power to bless mankind. Could there be a happier conception of heaven? Indeed, I think the saint must be the one who has so completely given himself to God that he need only keep falling forever in rhythm with the universal laws. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 12, verse 32, and chapter 14, verse 3. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again